A gute Woche, boysai! How's everybody doing? Shavua Tov. It's just us. It's just the guys on Zoom. There's no two YouTube chever today. Li'ilui nishmas imi mirosi rus bas Mordechai. Today's share is sponsored by the Kessler family. Refor shlemer for Aliza Tova, bas sister Gruna. You can see Moshe ben Sara, Pirchas Eliyobem, Nechama, Tilya, Simcha Liza, bas Gloria, Yudhi Yosef ben Rivka, Esther. A few emails here. This is by Dr. Yaakov Gruen, part of the Chabura in Simcha Monica. Okay. I guess, sent, I don't know, something like someplace Monica. Simcha Monica. I was not surprised at all when you related that you forgot your cell phone in the U.S. I'm more surprised that there weren't any more things you forgot. The pace you kept up and lack of sleep surely played a major role in this. The brain uses sleep to organize memories and in cleaning up metabolic waste that keep on functioning, that keep it functioning optimally. Sleep is not lost time, but time necessary for maintenance. Take care of yourself, your mishpacha, your businesses, and the chabur need you. All right, Doc. Appreciate it. I always say, I will get to sleep, Bezer Hashem, lachar meva esrim. There'll be a lot of sleeping time then. Now we got there's a lot of work here. If I was smarter, you're right. I wouldn't need that much sleep, but unfortunately, I need to work hard for this. Rav Kaplun, who runs the Chabad schools in Eilat, was told by Rav Shach. Well, that's an interesting thing. Rav Kaplun, who runs the Chabad schools in Eilat, was told by Rav Shach. There's some sort of contradiction here. Not to do the Raisis on the second day of Yontif. Also, he's a Kohen and does not do Birkas Kehanim in Eilat. He either walks out or makes sure to touch his shoes, etc. J.M. Okay. Here's a very choshava email from Kasriel Kantarovich, who's on right now, but it's in Hebrew, so I'm going to translate. And since I can translate, I will stick in whatever I want and pretend that he wrote it. Reb Eli Hayakar, Shalom Uvercha. You asked me, how long are you with us? So I'll tell you real quickly. Reb Israel Davis, my good friend from your shul, bought me a Gemara Sukkah and forced me to try out your shir when English is not even my mother language. What am I going to tell you? After one shir, I am hooked. You turned into my Rabbi Moiri that I was looking for my entire life. Hashem Yirachem. Lo ilamati kol kach harbe b'chayai. I didn't learn this much in my life. And it's only a month and a half. Because Baruch Hu gave you a special da 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 da. And the stuff that you say that's around the Gemara, I take home and I give it over to my kids at different times and on the Shabbos table. I'm grateful to you and your family and all those who are part of the MDY Mishpacha. I'm happy that I was Zoicha to join this beautiful, large family of MDY. Yashar Koyach Ma'arich U'Ma'aritz Kasriel Kantarovich Yashar Koyach. What else do we have here? It's Matzah Shabbos. We can do whatever we want, right? Here's a good one. Let me just see, because we're talking, this is Negev for today. By Shmuley Schleider. Hi, Rebelli. Hi, I'm Ari Davis's son-in-law. This is my father, Mr. Yossi Schleider. He likes to get his Ishanis and Ishana Rabba as close as possible to the same size as the one in the Beis HaMikdash, as the ones in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to learn that the ones in the Beis HaMikdash were 22 feet tall, 11 Amma. So here he is. Here's his father. And as you can see, all the way up here. Beautiful. Shkoyach for the picture. And do we have anything else? Okay. Rabbi, today is Daf Memhei. And we are holding on Daf Memdalad Omud Beis. Omaraivu. Yeah, what is it? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Omar Aivu. So again, we had Aivu, who's the father of Rav, saying different things. Mishum Rabbi Lozabar Tzadik. He said a few things in the name of Rabbi Lozabar Tzadik. And here's another one. Al Yahaleich Odom Ba'arvi Shabbos is Yoser Megimel Parsois. On Erev Shabbos, a person should not walk more than 3 Parsois, 3 times 72 minutes. Why? Because you need to prepare for Shabbos. And if you're too far away from where you prepare for Shabbos, you won't have food for Shabbos. This is talking about if he has to return home and they're not waiting for him. They don't think he's coming. He left. Now he's coming back. And there's not going to be enough food for him. So in addition to not being... to being hungry on Shabbos, he's going to be mad, says Rashi. He's going to be in a bad mood. He's going to be mad at them. Why didn't you prepare food for me? Don't you know that I might be coming home? They're going to say, what do you mean? You said you're leaving. You're not coming back. Avalush pize, but if he's going to a hotel, he has food with him. So he'll, whatever little chunk that he has in his bag, that's what he's going to eat. And that's what he's going, so he doesn't have to worry about it. V'gidamri, Omer Rav Kahana, and some say Rav Kahana said differently. Rav Kahana, as we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan had a lot of respect for him. He's a charif ma'od. Lo nitzrucha afilu beisei. If he's going to a hotel, forget about it. It's a big problem. He's not going to have food. But even if he goes to his own home where he might have something, it's also a problem. In other words, a hotel is no good. Certainly not good. He's saying that a house is better than a hotel. The opposite of what we said a second ago. Omer Rav Kahana b'didi avu uvda. Ma'aseh shohi with myself. I came home and there's nothing in the cabinet, not even a piece of little gefilte fish, nothing. Interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that in our days it's very different, since we make feasts for Shabbos. So even if you're not expected to be home, there's plenty of food for you. Don't worry about it. So you could travel more than 3 parsois, especially if you could buy food, take out, all that stuff. We don't have those issues. However, he does mention, you have to be careful not to travel so close to Shabbos. So different shittas, when exactly the Chazon Ish says from Chatzos on. But okay. But it's not about the distance anymore. We don't have the concern of not having food for Shabbos. I had a guest, I mentioned it a few months ago. We had a guest, very, very related to me, one of my nieces. And she called us up, 10 minutes before Shkia or something. She goes, we're lost. We don't know where you are. What are you saying? Oh, Avi, what's going on, Avi? You're unmuted. Avi Kamiansky, Shkoyach. Okay, so basically, 2 minutes before Shkia, they said they still don't know, but they told us the direction, and that was it. We didn't hear from them anymore. So I had to go out and search for them. And I walked and walked for, an hour or so. It was crazy. In that direction. And I found them with 2 babies, suitcase, stroller, the whole thing. They had to stop at somebody's house, ask to light candles. And then they took a hike, but they didn't know where we lived. That was the problem. So anyways, I found them. The bottom line is, you shouldn't travel so close to Shabbos. It's not a good idea. And especially if it's brought down in the Sfarim also, especially if in Israel, the driver is Jewish, so you have to give him also enough time to get back home and not be Mechal Shabbos because of you. All right. Zog to Gemara, mitzvah lulav ketzat. Tonin tanek hameder Rav Nachman, 2 lines from the bottom of Mendalad Amud Beis, soidrin al gag hoitztabo. So the way it says in the Mishnah, they brought the lulavim before Yontif, before Shabbos, and they gave it to the Gizbar, and he would put it on top of the bus stop, on top of the roof. Omer lei, top of memhei, v'chi liyabshim utzorich. What's going on here? What good is it to put it on top of a roof? It's going to dry out, and we know that a lulav that's dry and a dasin that are dry, no good. Elo eimo, agava itztabo. So, here's the picture. Here's the overhang. The Gemara thought that it's on top. That's not good. The Gemara says, no, it's on these benches. You see these round benches over here? There's benches everywhere. So they put it on the benches, but it's covered. So therefore, it's protected from the sun. Omar, Rachava, Omar, Rav Yehuda, Harabais, Stav, Kofol, Hoya. Stav, Lifnim, Mistav. So there were two rows of benches. If you look closely, they're double. One and then right behind it. One and behind it. So there's two rows. And I believe, and I forgot to look this up, but I believe, and we had this a few times, that this exact line, and this might be the makar of that line right here, Sukkah Mem Hey, but I have to look it up. The Gemara says you should always repeat after your Rebbe's Lashon. I forgot to look it up, but I'm very convinced that this is it. That he said a funny Lashon, Stav, instead of Itstaba. The Gemara even says Itstaba. But when you repeat what your Rebbe says, use exact language as him. I'll look it up, Bezer Hashem, but I think this is it. And this might be where the Gemara always brings this Gemara. This is there, because we're talking about the Stav, we're talking about putting down the Lulav. Okay. So we have the official Mishnah, sponsored by official. L'refuah shleima of Braina Bas Yenta Dvaira. Mitzvahs Arava Ketzad. We're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, they had Aravas going around the Mizbeach. What exactly and how exactly did they perform this mitzvah, says the Mishnah. Mokam Ha'ilam Adam Yerushalayim V'nikir Moitza. There was a place called Moitza. Now, there's a place in Israel today called Moitza. But I don't think it's that place. It seems very far away from the Beis HaMikdash. So they would go down there, Yardin L'shom, U'melaktim L'shom, Murbiyos L'arava. Murbiyos, beautiful, long Aravas. U'bayin V'zoikvin Oysan, B'tzidi HaMizbeach. As you see in the picture, they would take the Aravas and put it on top, leaning over on the Mizbeach. V'rosheyen Kefufim Agabi HaMizbeach. And the heads of these Aravas were bent over the Mizbeach. We're going to see in the Gemara that they were two Amma above the Mizbeach, basically like an upside down L, created like a rooftop over the Mizbeach, at least two Amma. Taku vehiriu vitaku. They blew the shofar, a tkia, trua tkia, says Tosfos mishum simcha. Gave them a lot of, they were very, very happy. They're in great mood. It's the end of Yontif. Everything worked out well. The Lulavim, the Sregim, and now finally we're at the end. We had all the Simchas Beis She'eva, and now we're at the final day, the seventh day of Yontif, and we're bringing the Aravas. Taku eru taku. Now, interesting on this, because of this Taz, I'm pointing it out. The Ramah says that somebody who's in Avelos for his parents shouldn't do the hakafa of Aishanas. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, not only somebody that's available for parents, but also somebody that's in a regular available, let's say a sister, Rahman al-Islam, whatever it is, 30-day avelos, should not go around the bima. And the Svaradim say, we don't understand why. What's the Svara over here? The Bais Yosef says, there's no reason why somebody that's in avelos should miss out on such a beautiful mitzvah of going around the Mizbeach, to commemorate the Mizbeach, to go around the Bima. A few reasons in it, but the Vilna Gaon says that you see over here that's it's an inyan of Simcha, as Tosis points out, Mishum Simcha. This idea of going around is too much Simcha for an Aval to participate in, and that's why Ashkenazim do not go around the Bima, where Sfardim, I don't know for a fact, but it seemed like, and I'm sure the Sfardim will tell me if there's any Sfardim here. Do I see any Sfardim? Do you go around the Bima? I don't see any Sfardim here. Nobody's raising their hand. Okay. Is Fix a Sfardi? I don't know. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Bechol yoy makiv the Mizbeach pamachas. Every day there would be makiv the Mizbeach one time. Vaimrim ono Hashem oishiono. Ono Hashem atzlichono. Rabbi Yudah oimer ani vahu hoishiono. If you were to read this Mishnah, and we have done this, I'm 49 years old almost, and I've said this so many times. Ani v'ho, Hoshiyana. Some girls, Ani v'ho, Hoshiyana. Ani v'ho, Ani v'ho. Okay, let's say Ani v'ho, Hoshiyana. What does it mean? Why? So there's a beautiful Rashi here. And Rashi says that Ani v'ho is b'gematria ono Hashem. But then Rashi goes into a very, very long arichos. So I don't know if I could explain it beautifully, but I'll try my best. Check this out. It's kind of big for the screen here. too close to the screen, but let me explain to you what Rashi said. Rashi says that in Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yutes, Chof, and Chof Aleph, there's three psukim, Yutes, Chof, and Chof Aleph. They all have 72 letters each. If you count, 72. So he says like this. If you take the first letter of Pasuk Yutes and the first Pasuk of Chof Aleph, and only these two psukim go from beginning to end, but the middle Pasuk goes from end to beginning like this green arrow. So you take the Vav from the beginning and the Hey from the end of the second Pasuk and the Vav of the third Pasuk, because the third Pasuk also goes from right to left. So you have the word Vahai. And now every letter goes the same way. So you take the Yud and the second letter from the end of Pasuk Chof, which is a Lamed, and the second letter from Pasuk Chof Aleph, the beginning of it is Yud. Yud, Lamed, Yud. Okay, I don't know what that is. But he says, skip 32 letters. So you skip. I counted. Or 37. I don't remember what he says anymore. Whatever, one of those. 30-something. And you get to the Aleph over here. Me'achareyim. The Aleph. Highlighted. Because we're going from right to left. So you count. 1, 2, 3, 37. You get to Aleph. But then you have to start 37 from the end of the middle Pasuk. You get to the Nun. And you do 37 from Pasuk Chof Aleph, and you get to Yud. That's Ani Vahoy. Right? Ani Vahoy. Okay. Why 32? So Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Ani Vahoy, he says, Vadayin Tzorach Tam Lazeh. What? Why did he jump 30? Lo Nishtan Shnei Shoyz Halod, Amrin Lutfei Ma'achrino. So he goes on to say that it says in the Pasuk Yecheskel, Ani B'toich HaGoyla. Hashem says, I'm in Golos. Hashem says, I'm in handcuffs. I'm locked up. In other words, when Klal Yisrael is locked up, Hashem, Kaviyachol, is locked up. He feels our pain. And that's a beautiful idea. That we should always know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our tzar, in our tzaras. And that's why we skip 37, I think it is. Let me just make sure. Hashem Arishon, I went too far. B'nishim Shtayim Oisiyos. Yeah, 37. Okay. Fine. I just thought it's very interesting. I mean, you read these psukim, and it means nothing to us. These are 72 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do it in a certain way only, if you read it from right to left, the first pasuk, right to left, the third pasuk, and left to right from end to beginning, in the middle pasuk, somehow you could be in tzaref 72 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kitzer, and Ani Vahoy. So now when we say it in Hoshanas, this you say it on Shabbos, right? The Hoshanas of Shabbos. If we remember, it's in a month from now, different understanding. Ani Vahoy Hoshina. What do Ani Vahoy Hoshina? A lot of people don't say, they skip through it. It's Gematria on Hashem Hoshina, but also correspond to the 72 names of Hashem in a different way, in a very Kabbalistic way. Okay. So now we just learned a little Kabbalah. I just told you, Daf Yomi has it all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ani Vayishiyano. Vayisai Yoyim Akivin Tzav Zbeach Shav Apamim. So on Shabbos, the final day, we're Makiv the Mizbeach 7 times, and that's why on Hoshana Rabbah we do 7 Akafas. Now, another understanding that perhaps we didn't have before. Why do we do 7 times? Because that's how. Why did they do it? Because it's like Yerichoy. Every day, one time around Yerichoy, the final day, 7 times, and the wall fell down. B'shas p'tiros ha'mayim ha'imrim, when they leave the Beis HaMikdash, what do they say? Yoyfi l'cho mizbeach. Beautiful to you, the mizbeach. He gave us a kapara because of you, the mizbeach. Miskaper. Yoyfi l'cho mizbeach. Could you talk like that to an inanimate object, to the mizbeach? The Gemara is going to discuss. It's just like a way of saying thank you. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but thank you to the mizbeach for assisting us or facilitating it. So That's what they used to say. Kimaseu b'chol, kach maseu b'shabbos. Whatever they did during the weekday, they did on Shabbos. And we're talking about Shabbos, that the seventh day a year, that the seventh day fell out on Shabbos. So if the seventh day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, Elo, shoyim alak denoisim me'erev, the only difference is they didn't cut the Arava on Shabbos like they would do perhaps on a weekday, on Chol HaMoed. U'menichin oisam begigya shel zav, they would chop down the Arava before Shabbos, put it in a beautiful golden vase, kidei shelo yichmeshu, that they shouldn't dry up. Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia omer charuya shaldek alim yavim v'choyf denoisim bekarka betzidim mizbeach. They'll bring one of these guys. Charuya shaldekel. This is basically a lulav that opened up. A palm branch. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia says, it's a shayla. Is he arguing? Is he adding? And we're going to see in the Gemara where he learns it out. You take these palm branches. Charuya shaldekel alim yavim v'choyf denoisim bekarka betzidim mizbeach. Maybe they did nanuim, according to Rashi, choifta means to shake it, bekarka, okay, betzidim mizbeach, on the side of mizbeach. Voisa ayoim nikro chibut chariyos, he says. That day was called the banging of chariyos, of the palm trees. Now, very interesting line here. Miyad tinoikos shomtim es luluveim. You could put a yud here, a chometz in the yud, or a patach. But miyad means from the hands of the babies, from the youngsters. Shomtim es luluveim. The pshat is the adults would grab the children's lulavim, va'ochlem es regeim, would steal from them. Now, how could you steal from a child? Says Rashi, va'ochlem es regeim shel tinoikos. They would eat their es regeim. Ve'ein badavar lo mishum gezel ve'lo mishum dark yisholem. We know that if a child finds something, it's not really his halachically. So theoretically, you run over to him and grab it away from him. But there's a problem of shalom, dark yisholem. He's going to go tell his father. There's going to be a big machlokes. Let him have it. So there's no problem to steal from the kid. Why? Very interesting. Shikach nagu machmas simcha. There was a minog in Klal Yisrael to steal the esrogim from children. You go over and the kid would laugh. And you chop it from him. He'd run away from you. Different funny minogim in Shul. You probably heard about this funny minog. The kids would tie tzitzis on Simchas Torah, which is Issa D'oraisa probably. Different. Or they do a double knot. They have funny minogim. So if it's a minog, I don't know how it started. And how was it mutter the first year? I don't know. But Lamaisa became a fun thing to do. Now, there's a very, very interesting Tosis. You got to see this Tosis. Tosis says, Dibber maskul miyat tinoikos shomtim luluveim. In middle of the Tosis, v'yesh lilmoy mikan. Listen to this. Lo isam bachurim shoroichim besusim lekras chosam. Come two guys on a horse, two knights on a horse, on horses. V'nilchamim zemze. They go to war. They go to battle. V'karim bigdash chaveray. And they stab each other to the point that they rip each other's clothing. Oy mekalkeloy susay. Or he knocks the horse out. He destroys the other guy's horse. Can you imagine in those days? We think we have shtick by chasana. Listen to this shtick. They come with horses. I just remembered, there was I was a caterer. A kala comes to me at the meeting. She goes, listen, I want to come in with a white horse into the hall, a whole zach. So I said, I'm now thinking who this is. I sold them a house actually afterwards. Okay, fine. Love Jeanette. So I had a shita then. It was a great shita. It's a great thing for business. I said, she goes, could I do it? I said, absolutely, of course. It was $1,200 to do it. $1,200? Yeah, after the horse leaves, it's a lot of big mess. Sometimes they, who knows what they do on the floor. I always said, yes. Yes, of course. Could I, one kala, could you remove the chandeliers towards the badekin? Because my chosan is very tall, and he's going to go like this, and he's going to maybe knock in the chandelier. Of course, of course. $600 per chandelier, because we have the union and everything, and they have to take off the channel. $600, no problem. How many should I take off? Six, seven? Ah, no, you don't want it? Okay, say that. Okay, sorry. Fine. So the horses, unbelievable. So they brought horses into the hall those days also. Two horses go to battle to the point where one of them was mazik the other horse. One of the horses can't walk anymore. Potter. Why? If it's part of the minhag, and it's part of the simcha. It's not stealing, it's not damaging, it's all good. New halacha we just learned. Says the Gemara, Tana, Mikoyim Klon Yahavu. It's like Eilat, talking about Eilat. It's duty free. Moitza is duty free. There's no taxes. My time is Koyle Moitza. Call it something else, call it Klan. I did a mapik mikrogo de malko koile moitza. Moitza means to go away of, to get out of. So it was potter from taxes. There's no taxes in this place. So it's called moitza. Uboyim bezogim noisim mitzidei hamizbeach. It says in the Mishnah. Took the aravas, put it, leaned it on the mizbeach. Tana. Rabbis varukois. There were many of them and very tall. Ugvois, like this tzaddik in Shul. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. He wanted to mimic the Beis HaMikdash. It's great. Now we understand. I why is this guy walking with aravas that are 10 feet tall? You ask yourself. That's why. To be like the Beis HaMikdash was beautiful. So it's chashivas ha-mitzvah, noy mitzvah. They brought very long ones. Ugvois, achadasar amah. 11 amah. Approximately somewhere around 22 feet, let's call it. So the word goichos means that it leaned over, it was up above the mizbeach, one amma, and leaned over an amma. So in other words, it's two amma above the mizbeach. You need at least two amma to get an upside down L. One amma this way and one amma this way. Okay, let's see what's going on here. This is the Mizbeach. This right over here is the base of the Mizbeach, one Amma out. And then you go up five Ammas to the next walkway, the Saivev, and then another three Amma. So you have 3 plus 5 is 8, plus 1 is 9. So the Mizbeach was 9 Ammas tall, and if you add the Kronos, it's another Amma, by Amma, by Amma. So it's 10 to the top of the carrot, but 9 to the top over here. Rashi also points out, might as well show the pictures, this is how they formed it. They took a form, they took a piece of wood that is 32 Amma by 32 Amma, the inside, filled it up, it looks like cement, filled it up with a bunch of stones and lime, and they waited until it hardened. When they had this form that was 1 Amma by 32, then they added another one that does this. Another one that's 5 Ammas tall on top of it, and that was only 30 Amma by 30 Amma, so they gave you a 1 Amma step over here. On this step, in this, where is it? Over here in the corner, this is where they poured the blood. If you look in this picture, they did a great job. It almost looks like an Israeli construction site. And you look over here, you see two pipes coming out right over here. And these two pipes are where the blood would pour into. And go underneath. You should have gotten me a mizbeach. I know you wanted to get me a mizbeach, and the guy wanted $2,000, $3,000. That's usable. Anyway, we have to get a beautiful mizbeach. We have to get it. The model doesn't have a mizbeach, I don't think. Does it? Yeah, it's shvachamais. Okay. Then once you're finished with this guy, you put another form. That's the word, form. And you do another 3 Amas, but this one is 28 by whatever. By the way, when we built our mikvah in our house in Kensington, I learned a lot. Another story here. We once built an elevator shaft in where I used to do weddings every day, and it's called Midwest Conference Center. So we did an elevator shaft there. I used to do construction there. And when they pour the cement, if you have that much cement, be very careful because it exploded and all the cement went into the elevator shaft. You can't imagine the damage. We had a crazy amount and it all went into the bottom and we had to get 30 guys just taking out cement, pour it hard in this mishuga. But this is a lot of cement. You're talking about 6 feet tall by 28, almost 60 feet long. Unbelievable. Okay, fine. They had a good form there. That's how they made it. Now, says the Gemara, after all that, Shmamina alei soid manach lehu, the Arava must have been standing on top of the base. not on the floor down here, top of the base. Why? Says the Gemara. So this picture, I got off my Gemara, the Masifta, but it was black and white and it was pretty bad. So I sat there and I filled it in like a little kid, like a crayon, filled in to make it a little colorful, something. Because if you think that the Arab was standing on the ground, you know the Yisoid is one Amma by one Amma. Then it went up five Ammas and went in an Amma, right over here. One by one, goes up five, then goes in one, then goes up three. All the shalish don't welcome my chronos. And then you have the chronos. Gemara says, if that rova was 11 amma, and you need 2 amma to go up and to the side, so now you're left with 9 amma. But the whole height is 9 amma. And if you have to go on an angle, because it goes inwards, there's steps here, so you have to go on an angle, you lose a little bit of that rova. You're not going to have a total of 2 amma extra on top. So it must be that the Arava was sitting on the base. Now it only had to go up 8 amma, not 9 amma. So now it had 3 amma to play with, 2 amma to go up an amma, and like that an amma, and a little bit for the distance that the angle will take away from the length of the Arava. Shmamino. Amar Bavo, Mikro. Where do we see in the pasuk? Now, the Gemara brings this pasuk, we're very familiar with it. How do you know from the pasuk that the Arava went above the Mizbeach? Not the 2 amma that we're talking about, but went above. Isru Chag. So now the Gemara learns the word Isru to mean to circle the Mizbeach. Circle, Isru, circle, Chag. Ba'avoisim with these branches. Ad Karen Mizbeach went up till the Karen, these horns, the 1 amma horn on top. In other words, is higher than the actual Mizbeach. That's one way to learn the Pasuk. Now, once we're mentioning the Pasuk, so Gemara says, Omer Bavo, Omer Bavoz. Kol anoita lulav ve'goydoi. If you take a lulav and you bind it, like we do today, even though you're not mechuyiv to, v'hadas ba'avoysoi, and you have hadasim that have 3, 3, 3, all the way to the top, they're not katum, they're not chopped off on the top, even though you're allowed to. The Torah considers it as if you built a mizbeach with your own hands. Shalom aleichem, tomer levi. Ki'ilu bono mizbeach v'hikriv olav karbon. Not only did you build a mizbeach, but you brought a karbon. Shenemar daf mem hei omed beis. Isru chag ba'avoisim ad karim sa mizbeach. Now the word isru is not the circle. The word Isru is to bind, to do an aguda, ba'avoisim. What's a avois? Anaf eitz avois, the hadasim. So if you did Isru, you bound the adkaras mizbeach, it's as if you built a mizbeach. So we learn from here, there's a whole nidain. I'm not paskining anything, but l'chaira, it comes out that it's a great idea to do the eged of the lulav yourself. And a few people wrote in to me already, that because they learned this Masechta, this year is going to be different. They're going to bind their own lulav. And the mechaven to this Gemara, because you bind your own lulav. Mitzvah bai, yoisim v'shlucha. It's better to do it yourself than have your father do it for you, your Talmud do it, your child do it. You do it yourself. Because if you do it yourself, it's as if you made the mizbeach and you brought a carbon on it. Some people wrote in, they're going to have a better sukkah this year. They're going to build it themselves. We had Jeff Rosenberg, he's going to buy a sukkah this year. The whole thing, because we're learning the Masechta, we're finishing right before Sukkah, and we're going to take it to heart. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmuel Rishim Bar Yochai. Sponsored by MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Refuos Yeshuas, please join tehillim.imindaf.com and by Shlomo Lalazarian from LA in honor of Rebelli's wife, Faye, for sacrificing her life in order for Reb Eli to prepare shir. Shkoyach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yochai, Kol Ha'isa Isur L'Chag, Ba'achila V'Shtiyah. If you have Isru Chag. What's Isru Chag? And it's brought down in Halacha. You see the Aleph over there? That means it's Halacha L'maisa. After Yontav is over, you continue to celebrate a little bit. You add Simcha to your life the following day. Ba'achila v'shtia. It's brought down in Halacha. It's better to even eat meat. Oh, I saw John Berg. Where is he? John. Shalom Aleichem. Where is he? I don't want to embarrass him here in public. But Erev Shabbos, knock on the door. This guy, Berg, gives a tray of pastrami, which was delicious. I had it. Delicious. This big. A piece of meat. I'm not joking. And he ran away. I couldn't say Yishkoich to him. So I went onto my porch and I saw him getting in his car. He said, Avi. He looks up. He said, show me your face. Why are you that? Kids, he wrote an email. The whole Zach. But Yishkoich Godel, thank you. Appreciate it. We ate good. Not the whole thing, Fashtetzach, but a lot of it. We put it away for next Shabbos. We said this already. So you add a little bit basar. Malav akosav kilu bonim is beach vikir velav karbon shenemar isru chag. That's why. Here's another thing we're learning today. Why is it called isru chag? What's isru? Where's it come from? This basar. The following day after Yontif is called isru chag. You're eating basar. It doesn't say basar here. Rashi says besimcha. What does it say here? Shikari lechag oinig b'machal mishta. Great. Ba'avoisim, says Rashi, behemois avois. That's ba'avoisim. Fat animals. It does say basur. Shmeinois. Okay. Omar chizki omer b'yirmiya mishum r'bshim b'yichai. Another r'bshim b'yichai. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulon ein odom yoytze b'hem elo derech gedi lasan. Many mitzvahs, including lulav, esrig. The only way you could be mekayim the mitzvah is if you hold the lulav and the esrig as they grow. So how does a lulav grow? We all know how a lulav grows. Obviously, it doesn't grow with the tyoimus down. It grows where you snip it down. So great. And adasim are fine. What about an esrig? So I had a problem with this in Shir a few days ago. Here's a picture of a esrogim. Here's the stem. Here's the branch. They grow downwards, right? Grow downwards. So why if you hold it upside down, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Aren't you holding it? Oh, here's John Berg. Shalom Aleichem, John. Now I see your beautiful face. Yishkoyach, how you doing? So, what's pshat? Oh, so Baruch Hashem, I found the Mishnah Berurah. Chofetz Chaim explains, and then I got this great picture. An esrig actually grows upwards. Here's a baby esrig, and here's another one, a medium esrig. They grow upwards. But when they get really heavy, they turn downwards. So like this. What you see in this picture are mature esrogim that because of gravity, they fall down. But as they grow, derech dilasan is upwards like this. Beautiful. Now we understand why if you flip an esrog upside down, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And that's why you flip your esrogim upside down when you say the bracha. Not to be mekayim the mitzvah then, only afterwards. First you say the bracha, then you become the mitzvah. And there's other things, as the Gemara brings. So the wood in the Beis HaMikdash, you had the beams that held the Mishkan, they had to be, you can't flip it over. The part that was closer to the ground has to be closer to the ground in the Mishkan also. You had to do it in the direction that it grew. Atzei shitim oimdim. So now, the Ramah says that when we shake our lulav and you get to the part you have to go downwards, you should flip your lulav and point the top of your lulav to the ground. But isn't that not der gedilasan? How could you do that? So there are those, the Balatanya and the Mishnah's Hasidim say, and I guess Hasidim don't. I don't know if all, but at least Lubavitchers don't. Because it's not der gedilasan. They'll hold it like this and they'll go down. But according to the Gra, according to the Ramah, you take your lulav. So let's see, where's the pen? Just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Here, you're holding the lulav like this. You go up, up, down. So when you get to down, you go like this. You turn it upside down, according to the Ramah, according to the Gra. I don't see so many people doing it. I see a lot of people going like this, down, down, down. I just know that I go Leminig HaGra, and the Ramah says so also. So I thought that Ashkenazim would do that. Okay, but you should know that there's a discussion here. The Baal Tanya and others say not to. Says the Gemara, Tanya na mehochi. We learned the same exact thing. Atzi shitim oimdim. What does it mean that the shitim, this tree that you build the Mishkan out of, oimdim are standing upwards? Sh'oimdim derek dilasam. If the wood grew like this, you do not flip it over and put it to the ground like this. It has to be standing up so. Dovaracher oimdim. What's another pshat? Oimdim. They stand. Shema'amidim is tzipuyam. They hold up the thin cover of gold that you put on it. You knock it in with these nails. It has to be able to be strong enough, not wormy. It has to be good enough, strong enough to hold up the gold. Dovaracher another pshat oimdim. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. It's all destroyed. It's gone. So maybe with that, with the Churban HaBayis, we lost the promise. We lost the hope. Sikui. To have hope. They're still standing, Rabbi Yisai. They're there for us forever and ever. They're there to protect us. Even though physically, there's a Churban HaBayis, but Ruchni is wise, they're there. Omar Chizkiya, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyo Meshum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yochal ani liftar es kol ha'olam kulei min adin miyoyim shenivreisi ad ata. It's very interesting. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a huge anav. We know this from this sugi alone, that you have to be an anav in order to accomplish this. But he's saying, you should just know that I myself can take upon me all the sins of the generation and be mechaper them. As a matter of fact, this line is in the famous song by Martim Koyle Choy. Tzadik yisoyda olam, gila medrash hanelam. He discovered the hidden medrash, the zayar. I think that's what it means. Yachal liftar ha'olam. He could be pointer the world from their sins. Adinenu barik choy ve'amadun gadol, etc. I guess if we were in MDY now, the oil would be singing, but you just have to sing it in your head. Yacha liftar ha'olam. It says that's a line in Vamartim Kol Chai. Okay. Soon Avi's going to have it playing with the music and the whole thing. Yacha liftar ha'olam kulei min adin miyom shenu b'zeh adat. Vilmali Elazar b'ni imi, my famous son who's with me in the cave for 13 years, if the two of us are together, we could patter the whole world, miyom shenivra olam, not from the time I'm alive, but from Brias olam, from Mother Marishon. Vad achshav. Vilmali yoisem ben uziyo. Imanu miyom shenivra olam ad soifay. Who's yoisem ben uziyo? Uziyo was a king, and he made a small error. He said he wanted to bring ketores. He felt that it would be a beautiful thing for Hashem if the king himself goes and brings ketores. Kain went and took the thing of the Qataris, gave him a whack. Bekitzer, he got tsaras, and they kicked him out of there. So they said his son Uziyo should be the king. And Uziyo brings Rashi, who's tremendous, who's Mechabed's father, a tremendous anava. And that's why I'm saying it's muchach from here, that in order to have that kind of madrega, to patter the world from such averis, you have to have that anava. That's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai picked Uziyo. It's very interesting. Like, we don't even know who he is. And he picked him from all the tzaddikim that lived. Uziyo. Mmela, my chavrus is calling me. I just picked up. He should know what I'm called. Fine. Yoisim Uziyo. So if we had him, and Rashi brings that he was tremendous mechabed kibud aveim, tremendous kibud aveim, that all those years that his father was alive and he was king, he never put the crown on and always didn't take any halacha. He always said in the name of his father, he's mechaber his father. So with that, he's such a special person. Not only from the time of Adam Rishon, but all the way to the end of creation, all the sins, the three of us can be mechaber. People that are mechabel Pnei Shechina, there are very few of them. Im Elefein, Ani Uvni Mehem. Again, this is not Gaiva. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai understood where he is and he wanted to explain. If there's only 1,000 people in the world, my son and I are within those 1,000. Im Meyohem, Ani Uvni Mehem. We're one of the 100. Im Shnayim Mehem, if there are only 2 in existence, Bnei Aliyah, Ani Uvni Mehem. Unbelievable. Only Reb Shimon Bar Yochai could talk like that. Umi Zutri Kuli Hai. What, there's so few tzaddikim in the world? Vamarova, Tam Nisri, Alfe, this 18,000 Dora, have the Kamei Kuchabrihu, 18,000 rows. From the kids, a lot of people, 18,000 total rows. There's a lot of tzaddikim. Shinemar, Sovim Shmoin Eser Aleph. So the Gemara Loi Kashio. Hod Mistakle, Baspaklari Amiiro. Hod Loi Mistakle, Baspaklari Amiiro. I have no idea what this means. We're just reading it, but aspaklaria is like a mirror. If you could see clearly through it, there's very, very, very few. There's a lot of tzaddikim, 18,000, but they see through a mirror that's a little fuzzy. It's a little dirty. They don't see through it clearly. With the mistake of aspaklaria, I mean, iro there's very few. We all know this one. There's Lamed Vav Tzadikim, 36 Tzadikim in every generation. That are Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That's the Lashon that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, not the Lashon, that's what Rashi said. When he says Bnei Aliyah, Rashi used this Lashon, the Mekabel Pnei Shechina. B'chol Yoyim. They receive the Akosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Shenemar Ashrei Kol Choycha Loi, Lamed Vav. Loi Begir Matri Tlasim Shida Abo. 36. Loi kashya. Hodaili bebar. In every generation there's 36 tzaddikim. But those 36 tzaddikim have to ask for permission to come in. Ha da'ili beloi bar. And he's talking about very, very few could just walk in like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They're bnei bayis. Walk in. They don't ask permission from the people of the house. Just walk right in. Let's pretend we understand what we just read. B'shas b'ti rosan mayanum. Says the Mishnah, so when they leave the Beis HaMikdash, they say, Yoifilach, the beautiful, the Mizbeach is beautiful. Ask the Gemara. V'ho, komishtat l'shem shomayim, v'dovar acher. How could you do so? At the end of the day, you're involving another something with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein oid milvadoi. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you thinking? Another Bria kav yachal. That's for other religions, not us. V'tanya kol ha-meshatev shem shomayim v'dova acher. If you are meshatev, you make a partnership, a kodesh baruch hu and something else, nekar min ha-olam. You're uprooted from the world. Shenemar bilti la-shem levadoi. It's only a kodesh baruch hu by himself. Says the Gemara Achikom ha-avada, he didn't mean to be meshatev. L'ko anachnu moidim. To you, we agree. So it seems like, let me go back. Maybe I'll take back what I said before, that it goes on Yoifi Lecham Mizbeach. It's more on Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Eliezer. Lecha ulecha Mizbeach. That's the problem. They were saying, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to you, the Mizbeach. What do you mean, the two of you? Yoifi Lecham Mizbeach, okay, maybe we could give us a chayetz a little bit. But the problem, I think, is Lecha ulecha Mizbeach. So the kol lechot, to put those the two together, that's the problem. The Gemara says no, they're not together. Lekol takosh baruch hu anachnu moedim. We agree. Lechol anachnu shabchem. Okay, to you mizbech, we have a debt of gratitude that you enabled us to get takosh baruch hu. Lekol anachnu moedim. Lechol onu mekalsim. Kimaseu bechol. Omar Avno. My time the Rabbi Yochanan ben Brekah d'chsiv. Where did Rabbi Yochanan ben Brekah come up with this idea that you use charoyos, the palm tree branch? We don't need a picture, right? Fine. Says the Gemara, the Chsev, kapois. We read it kapois, plural, shnayim. So it's two. Achas lulav, one kapoy, one kaf is the lulav that we use in the lulav. Achas lemizbeach, and one palm branch is for the mizbeach. And we had this a number of times in the Mesechta. But at the end of the day, it's written Kof Pei Tof. How you read it is a different problem. We read it Kapois, you write plural. But how is it written? It's written singular for a reason, to exclude these kind of things. We excluded other things in the beginning of Sechta. Now excluding this. No, you don't bring another palm branch. It's only one. We read it Kapois, but it's only one. It's like a date that grows on a palm tree. Very interesting. A palm tree only has sap in the trunk of the tree. It doesn't have sap like other trees. Rashi says, like a walnut tree and a grape tree, a grapevine. They have sap in the branches. This doesn't have. Again, we might be doing different things. We might have different minhagim. We might have different payas, different yarmulke. But at the end of the day, we're one. We have one heart. Lev echad. We all want to do what's right. And we all want to be one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea of the lulav. The lulav has lev echad. One heart. Has one sap. It's in the center. It doesn't spread out and have sap different places. One heart. Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, we're going to continue this sugya tomorrow. We'll just start it here. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, like we have all over Shas. Rav Yehuda always says in the name of Rav, in the name of Shmuel, Lulav Shiva Vesuka Yom Echad. In our days, a bracha on a lulav every single day that you shake a lulav. But a sukkah, you're wondering what's going on here because we don't paskin like this. But a sukkah, you only make a bracha one time. First night, you make a bracha, Shalom Yisrael. My timer, what's the reason of Shmuel? Lulav, the mafsik lelis miyamim. You cannot shake a lulav at night. So every day is a new mitzvah. Kol yom mitzvah b'apin nafshiu. It's in its own little mitzvah. Sukkah, the mafsik lelis miyamim. But sukkah, it's one continuous mitzvah. You eat, drink, sleep 24/7. It's one long mitzvah. But Rabbi Yochanan argues in Shmuel. And guess what happens when Rabbi Yochanan argues in Shmuel? That halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. But the problem is, for a second, maybe that there's different sheet than Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Shiva, Belulav Yom Echad. The opposite. Sukkah, you make a bracha every single day. Lulav, you only make it once. Again, something that we don't do. My timer. What's the reason? Sukkah, the rice, shiva. To sleep in a sukkah, to eat in a sukkah nowadays is the rice. Lulav, the rabbanon. There was no Beis HaMikdash. It's only the 6 days are the rabbanon. Sagal v'chad yoyma. Enough to say a bracha once. Yosu Rabban Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Echad zev, echad zev shiva. Not true. I'm saying the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you shake it, you make a bracha on every single day in the lulav and every single day on a sukkah. Or Rabbi Yosef nekoit the rabba bar bachana biyodach. So comes Rabbi Yosef. You should know the rabba bar bachana who says that sukkah you make a bracha every single day. That's true. The kul amirai kamik abasev sukkah. Because even the other amira who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you do both 7 days. You do a lulav 7 days, and the sukkah. He also agrees that sukkah is 7 days. So, in terms of sukkah, there's no argument in Rabbi Yochanan that it's 7 days. The only problem is that Shmuel says that sukkah is yom echad. On that says Rashi, we have two Rabbi Yochanans. Everybody agrees that that's what Rabbi Yochanan said in sukkah. The machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan is what he said about a lulav. Did he say seven brachas on a lulav or only one bracha on a lulav? Sukkah, everybody agrees it's 7 days, and he argues in Shmuel. And Shmuel says it's only one time. Now, Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan, at least when it comes to sukkah against Shmuel. Rabbi, have a wonderful evening, have a wonderful week. Yishkoyach for joining. Rabbi Moshe Hirsch, Yishkoyach for a beautiful armor. How's again? How's everyone doing? Yishkoyach. Menachem Mateh. Thank you. I missed you. Moshe Pashkes, why? Oh, what? I really enjoy your sharing. Shkoya, who's that? Colin? I don't know who you are. I think you're from Manchester. It sounds very familiar, Shmuley.
Samuel, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
What, did I mess up on something?
Except for missing out the song. Too bad. You missed that one song from Yiva Werdiger, never.
What do you mean? It's okay.
What does it say there? Menachem, tell me what it says. Oh, he's saying that in the Mishmur says not to point that. I'm okay, whatever. I'm not passing. I'm just saying different things.